Last year, Enda Kenny said Donald Trump's comments were racist and dangerous, but now insists he was talking about the candidate, not the man, and there's no reason for tension in the Oval Office.
Well, I haven't come to America to answer to Nigel Farage. Language and words can be used by people in many regards, and my comment was when he was running as a candidate.
Kenny's preparations have been overshadowed by a gaffe where journalists were wrongly given a speech where he confirmed plans to resign. When the two do meet, Donald Trump might tell Enda Kenny he wants to visit, if comments from his second-in-command, Mike Pence, last night are anything to go by.
I bring greetings tonight from my friend, the leader of the free world, the 45th President of the United States, and to the Taoiseach, I would say, as he'll find out, a guy who likes to play golf in Ireland, President Donald Trump.
Kenny's first stop of the day is for breakfast with Pence. He's also got lunch with Paul Ryan, and of course the Shamrock reception in the White House later this afternoon. Gavin Riley in Washington.